Checking, check, check.
We shall say we.
Check.
Yes, that is
check.
Correct.
Okay, check.
The word is we.
Check.
We should
check.
All say.
Check. We.
We.
We. We. We. We. We. We. We. We.
We. We. We. We. We. We.
We.
We. We. We. We. We. We. We.
We. We.
We. We. We. We. We. We. We. We.
All right. Knock it off. Hello. Let's go.
Hello, superstar.
Come on. Come on
now.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Ready and
a Happy New Year.
That's right. Here we go.
Check it, check.
Yeah. Christmas time? What is it? December?
No, not yet.
What is it?
It's December.
It is now.
December.
It's December now.
Hi, guys.
All right,
my boy.
Hey.
Guys. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Can you hear me over there? Listen to me. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. Hi, guys. I think
Come
we should down. All talk about...
Hey, guys.
We can talk about Christmas, if you want.
Hey, guys. We'll
talk about that. It's coming up soon.
Christmas Eve is December 24th, and Christmas Day is December 25th, and that's when Christmas is. And... I don't know how many people celebrate it, but I usually celebrate it with my family.
Christmas coming soon. Christmas tree. Oh, the lights on.
You gonna get a Christmas tree this year?
Yes, I am.
Are you gonna put lights on it?
Yes.
Lights.
Lights.
How about ornaments? Ornaments.
Here.
Yes.
Nice and straight. There.
Yes.
Ornaments.
What kind of ornaments will you put on your tree?
Red. Orange, purple.
Cranberries and popcorn. Does anybody ever do that?
Yes.
String of you know, I used to do that.
Yes.
You know, you put a pin on a string.
Yes.
And you string it through the popcorn and the cranberries.
Yes.
And make it like a garland out of that.
Yes.
I used to do that when I was small, and I always got the pin in my finger. It hurt. Ow.
Ow.
It just really did. It hurt.
Uh-huh.
Yep, it sure did, and I was upset about that. But anyway, it was good. It was good. We used to do that. How about you, Casey? This is December. Yeah. December is here now.
Yeah, almost here.
It is here.
Yeah.
It's here right now.
I am my family for Christmas. I decorate her Christmas tree. And, the good food, be ham, or casserole, or brunch, a good Christmas holiday dinner.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Christmas
my
time,
coming over.
Celebration. For children, I had Christmas.
Squash, tin beans, pound crust.
Let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate to say cheer, we will kneel and pray to be shown the way.
And when we're worried and we can't sleep, we'll count our blessings instead of sheep. And we fall asleep, counting our
hear everything that happened on that date. We'll do it in 2 and 2. Be right back.
Check it out, Chuck W. Coming at you tried and true. Sleeky, freaky, cheeky, yo, back in 2 and 2.
Two and
yeah,
two.
The Chuck Wagon is taking you home. So don't flip it, just kick it with the Naturally Stone. That's me, the Big C. On the Gazam Show, Nazette working. Chitty, chitty, wally, really. You want to talk smack? I say snap, take it back to the Whack Shack, Jack. No bones. My act is home. I'm a plucky, lucky Chucky, and I'm naturally stoned.
Yo. Chuck Woolery, Naturally Stoned, a whole new reality from GSN in the house June 15th at 9:30 p.m.
Naturally.
Naturally stoned, yo.
Remember game show host Chuck Willery? He died on November 23rd, 2024 at the age of 83. Greed. Super greed. He did Wheel of Fortune, Love Connection, and Lingo. Scrabble. He was a host of Wheel of Fortune for about 6 years. Was the original host on Wheel of Fortune for 6 years. Yeah. He was, I remember, the good, great American game show host was born March 16, 1941, Ashland, Kentucky. Yeah. And he died in Horseshoe Bay, Texas, November 23rd, 2024. We miss you, Tech. I'm gonna miss you too! See you again! But we'll see you again! 2 and 2! I miss him too! I am out!
2 and 2.
2 and 2. 2 and 2. 2 and 2.
2 and 2.
Girl, you got that loving touch. So much to make my life complete. And girl, I need your tenderness. I want your sweet caress to show me how you feel inside. Your soft velvet love. Of persuasion, give me your inspiration and soft velvet love. It lasts together.
Really got a lot of things in common because I write songs and you write songs.
Yeah.
I sing and you sing.
Mm-hmm.
And you love to perform and I do too.
Yes.
Really. And I can't think of any way that we're actually all that different.
I can.
No, we can't really.
I got a wheel.
Oh, you know what I mean.
Hey, do me a favor, will you?
You mean get you another wheel?
No. Sing a Christmas song.
Oh, okay. I'd love to.
I'll sing to you.
All right.
Take the ribbon from your hair, shake it loose and let it fall.
I'm afraid if I shake it, it will fall.
Lying soft against my skin, like the shadows on the wall.
And come and lay down by my side. Till the
take tomorrow. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight. It's so sad to be alone.
It's sad. Yes. So
help me make it through the night. It's so sad to be alone.
Merry Christmas!
Hey, we're a superstar!
Christmas movie!
Hey, we're a superstar!
Before Night Christmas about Home Alone and the movie.
Hey, Philly, what number is your favorite Home Alone?
Number one.
Tell us why. What do you like it so much?
Thank you so much. That's a fun.
Tell us about it, Phil.
It's fun.
That is great movie about, and that's funny movie.
Funny movie.
Hey, Layla, have you seen Home Alone?
No.
I think you should. It's a really funny movie.
It's a really funny movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Home Alone. One is great movie.
Who's in it?
Who's in
the actor, Phil?
And Kevin and Harry.
Who's your favorite, Philly? Who's your favorite?
And that is a long time.
That's a long time.
What happens? What happens? Tell us what happens in the movie.
A door and a toilet.
Does Kevin get left alone in the house?
Kevin alone the house.
Where's his family?
Where did his family go?
And a trip.
Where they go on the trip?
A cruise.
They went on a cruise.
Cruise.
And who are the bad guys in it trying to, you know, to stop Kevin?
The bad guys are screaming.
Did Kevin eat big pancakes? Did he eat like a giant pancake in that movie?
Kevin has giant pancake.
Oh no, wait a minute.
It's like Uncle Buck, right?
Oh, Uncle Buck?
Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck.
Different movie.
Different movie.
What did Kevin eat in Home Alone 1? What did he eat?
Pancake.
Who saved Kevin?
Parents.
Did he meet anybody in the park?
What? Mean about the park?
He had a friend in the park, didn't he?
Old man. Friends. Merry Christmas.
Old man.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick.
Seth.
Patrick.
Seth.
Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Seth.
What's your favorite Christmas movie, Patrick?
My favorite Christmas movie is A Grinch That Stole Christmas. And in that movie, the Grinch is so hilarious. I love him. He's in this one part when Grinch causes chaos in the town because he hates Christmas. He goes up to this old mayor guy and he's like, fabulous. He saves his head. He kisses him on the forehead. And that's so funny.
Can you sing that a little bit? What does he say?
Fabulous.
What does he say?
Fabulous.
He says what?
Fabulous.
Okay, I'll say again, buddy.
What does he say? No, what's the word he said?
Fabulous. He was like, fabulous.
Fabulous.
Say that one more time.
Fabulous.
He said fabulous.
Yeah, he said fabulous.
Okay, and then what happened? Did he?
Then Quince took off. He went back to his home on a mountain where he hide.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Frozen.
Yeah. Excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, where's Jim? Where's where's DJ Yep Yep?
He's over here.
DJ Yep Yep.
Sorry, it's Big Rig.
Yep. DJ Big Rig. Yep Yep. Garfield. Yo Yo Yo. Where is he? All right. Here, my microphone over there. Let's not stretch. We don't want to stretch. We'll give this one to Layla. Layla, you can right in there. Say yeah.
Yeah.
Test.
Test.
All right. Where's Jimmy? Jimmy Dean. The laser beam. You got a favorite Christmas movie, Jim? How about it?
Scooch up a little bit so you're sitting close.
All right. So, Jim, what about it? You got a favorite?
Charlie Brown.
Ooh, Charlie Brown.
Ooh, Charlie Brown.
And then Red Baron.
The Red Baron. Yeah, he's in there.
Snoopy.
Snoopy. Yep, right to the microphone, buddy.
Snoopy. Snoopy. Charlie Brown. Frosty the Snowman.
Is he in that one? Or is that a different movie?
Different.
Oh, that's a good one.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Then he got the old drummer boy.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Bethlehem.
Yep. I remember those. Rankin Bass.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good ones. A lot of good movies.
Isn't that the one that has the camel in it?
I believe so.
Yeah. With the old drummer boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
An elf. Which elf? Alf.
Alf? Like A-L-F? Alf?
Yeah.
Or elf? Oh, elf.
Yeah.
Not Alf. Yo, Willie! Yo, Willie!
I forget the girl's name. Plays on it, so.
On Elf?
Yeah.
Or Alf?
The girl with the blonde hair.
I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Her name is Layla. 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 Layla.
Anybody else have a favorite movie? How about some of those old, old movies, the black and white ones, back when the world was black and white?
All of them I like, buddy.
You liked some of those?
Yeah, I like some of the old black and white Frankenstein ones. Those are good. Is that a Christmas movie?
No.
Christmas movies.
Yeah, Christmas movies. Yeah, microphone.
Two turntables and a microphone, Patrick.
Yeah, we like the old black and white Christmas movies. Those are very good. Those are interesting. Some of those are wicked funny. I saw this one black and white Christmas movie. It was just so hilarious. I loved it.
Remember the name of it?
Unfortunately, I forget the name of it, but it's really good, though.
Excellent.
Excellent. Outstanding.
Superstars, favorite Christmas movie.
Outstanding.
How about you, Layla? Do you have a favorite one?
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
Outstanding.
Excellent. Is that any other Christmas movies that you enjoy?
That's it.
All right. All right. All right, all right.
Outstanding.
And now, a special Christmas edition of Superstars, What Is That Song? Our contestants today will guess the song with the least amount of notes, and the winner wins an all-expense-paid trip to Greenfield, Massachusetts. Yay! All right, are you ready to begin?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
How about you, Mr. Patrick? Yeah. Jimbo!
Where's your microphone?
Where's your microphone, Jim?
Jim needs a microphone, please. Jim, microphone to Jim, please.
How about it?
What was it?
The ahead, Jim. You're on. You're on, Jim.
What was the answer?
Can you speak into your microphone, please?
What was the answer?
We haven't started yet.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
How's that?
All right, everybody. Looks like we're ready to go. And we were going to... How we're playing this game today is we will ask each contestant how many notes they need to name that tune. And then we will go from there. All right, so going around, we will ask Mr. Phil, how many notes, Mr. Phil, can you... Do you need to name that tune?
Favorite song is...
How many notes, Mr. Phil?
Notes.
And how many will you need?
One.
All right. And moving along, Layla, how many notes do you need?
Three.
How many?
Three.
Okay. And Patrick, how about you?
Four.
All right, Patrick thinks he can name that tune in four notes. And last but not least, let's move that microphone over to Mr. Jimbo. And how many notes do you need, Jim?
Five.
All right, so we have five, four, three, and one. So we will go to Phil, who thinks he only needs one note. Now, if he cannot name this tune in one note, well, let's just see if he can do it. All right? Okay, Phil. Are you ready?
Sure.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Oh, yeah.
All right. Here is Phil's one note.
Honk.
All right, Phil. Now, what say you? What Christmas song is that represented by that one note?
One note, it is... some mommy kisses Santa Claus from John Mellencamp.
No, I'm afraid that is not correct. All right. So, you know what? We have an opportunity right now.
All right.
For the rest of you, we had Jim with five notes,
yep.
Patrick with four, and Layla with three. Would you like to up your ante if you can guess it in less notes? You will win a larger prize. So how about it? Can anybody match Phil's one note and correctly guess the name of this song?
I do.
Jimbo is going to give it a chance. All right. All right, Jim, we're going to cue up that one note once again and give you a shot. Hold on. Here he comes.
Honk.
All right, Jim, there's your one note. And what say you? What is the name of this Christmas song? Very famous.
Burl Ives
singing what?
Rudolph.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by Burl Ives. No, I am sorry. I am so sorry. That is also not correct. All right. That leaves us with Patrick and Layla. Who would like to up the ante? Patrick, you had originally said four notes. There goes the microphone. Can you match Phil and Jim's guess of only one note and correctly guess the name of this song? Can you do it?
I'll give it a shot, buddy.
He's going to give it a shot. All right. One note for Patrick Jones, and he'll tell us the name of this song. Here we go.
Honk.
All right, Patrick. That was your one note. Can you name that tune for the big money? Patrick.
Seth.
What do you think? What's the name of that tune? One note, buddy. You got this.
Let me try to remember. Let me think.
One more time with the one note. Here we go.
Honk.
Okay, Patrick, there it is. And what say you? What is the name of this famous Christmas song?
Joy to the World.
Joy. Oh, very, very close. Ooh. Very close, but I'm afraid... Still not correct. That leaves us with Layla.
Super close.
Layla, you had thought you could name this tune in three notes. Can you name it in one? Can you name it in one tune?
Yeah. Joy to the One.
Wait a minute now. Can you name this tune? I'll give you another chance to listen to it, just to be sure. Can you name it in one tune?
One note.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. Here we go. One tune.
One
for,
note.
One, I'm sorry. One note for Layla.
Honk.
Okay, there it is. One note. What is the name of that tune?
Carol of the Bells.
That is correct! Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. One note, and Layla is our giant winner today, wins an all-expense-paid trip to Greenfield, Massachusetts, and a bonus shopping spree at Wilson's Department Store.
Thank you. Wow.
So this Monday, I'm going to be going to my Hillside Pizza Christmas party with my buddy Craig and all the rest of my friends that work at Hillside Pizza. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to be dancing, listening to Christmas music, and eating a lot of yummy food, cheese lasagna, and chocolate cupcakes, and garlic bread, and all kinds of other good goodies.
I love pepperoni bacon pizza.
All right. Does anybody have a favorite Christmas memory or wants to share more about what they're going to do this Christmas?
I do.
Anybody else?
See Santa.
Go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
See Santa Claus.
Santa. Yeah. Santa Claus. Go
ahead. Santa Claus.
Tell us more about that.
It's going to be fun.
Will you leave cookies out?
Leave cookies out.
And carrots for his reindeer?
Yes.
Wow. Patrick?
And I have just one good Christmas memory where I celebrated Christmas with my dad once. I mean, him went down and saw Santa Claus, and I got a present. It was so much fun.
That's the best. Jim, how about you? Runaway microphone. There it goes. Runaway microphone.
How's that?
Excellent. Go, Jim.
I love Christmas hat, too.
I used to have Christmas with my mom. Mm-hmm. Way time ago.
What was your favorite present?
Mm,
What was your favorite present, Jim, that your mom got you?
Present?
Yep.
A new jacket.
Oh, she got you a new jacket? Was it nice and comfortable and warm?
Yeah, it had fingers on it, too.
Ooh, that's nice. Yeah. Those are good ones. All right, my favorite Christmas memory is when my mom got me a nice winter jacket. And she also got me a bunch of candy, too, for my stocking. I like the stockings because she gets me a lot of candy in it. And she gets me, like, new body spray and all that. It's really nice. I like the stockings. And I hope everyone has a great holidays. Even if you don't celebrate it, I still hope you have a great holiday. And, yeah, just have a good holiday. And if you do eat dinner, like a ham dinner, enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it. Enjoy the ham dinner.
Enjoy the pizza dinner.
Pizza dinner?
I like chicken pizza.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I love bacon pizza.
I like pepperoni pizza.
Bacon pizza.
With sausage.
Cheese.
Bacon pizza. I love lasagna pizza.
What's your favorite pizza?
It's good. Lasagna was on top of pizza. I call it cheese. Bacon pizza.
Hello?
Hi, I'd like to order a pizza.
Christmas pizza, don't be late. Oh, come you do my paper plate. Your cheerful crust, your joyful cheese, your slices shaped like Christmas trees. Don't be late.
Don't be late.
Don't be late.
Don't be late.
Oh, please do not be late.
Please don't be late.
I'm hungry. I cannot wait.
You cannot wait.
Pizza delivery person, I would like to thank you in advance for the service of delivering my pizza in a timely manner. Also, thank you for properly maintaining your vehicle so that my pizza might arrive without incident. And furthermore, thank you in advance for not stopping off at your girlfriend's house on the way over. And most importantly, thank you in advance for not forgetting the ranch dressing.
Don't be late!
Don't be late!
Don't be late! Please do not be late.
Please don't be late.
I'm hungry and I cannot wait.
You cannot wait.
Bring your joy to my face this Christmas Eve.
Hello?
Ho, ho, ho. Did you order a pizza this Christmas Eve?
Yes, I did. What? Wait, are those reindeer?
Here is your pizza, good sir. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Ho, ho, ho.
Fiddlesticks! He forgot the ranch!
Oh? Right there?
You still there, Lynette?
Hello?
Lynette Claus.
Oh, Lynette!
Is that you?
Lynette.
Hey, Lynette, are you there?
Yes. Can you
say hello? Lynette. Say hello, please.
Yes, I am.
Say hello to our studio audience.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, oh, oh.
All right, can you say... All right.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, you're going to come right up. Come right up.
Merry Christmas.
Where's Peter? Where's Peter? Peter, you come over here, buddy. You can share my microphone. Make some room for Peter, please. He's coming. He's coming around the mountain. And then we'll do a segment with Casey. He's going to talk about...
Ho, 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 ho!
Watch your step there, buddy. There you go. So,
right. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Is it Peter? Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! And the 12 days of Christmas, true love gave me a partridge in a pear tree! On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas. I mean, Troy gave me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, the troll gave me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, a troll gave to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, the troll gave to me five gold rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my troll gave to me six geese a-laying, five gold rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the seven days of Christmas, my troll gave to me seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five gold rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my troll gave to me eight maids of milking, seven swans of swing, six geese a laying, five gold rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, the troll gave to me nine pipers piping,
at least
eight maids of milking, seven swans of swing, six geese a laying, five gold rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 10th day of Christmas, my troll gave to me 10 drummers drumming, nine pipers piping, eight maids of milking, seven swans swinking, six geese a-laying, five gold rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my troll gave to me 11 lords leaping,
pipers piping,
six geese a-laying, five gold rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 12th day of Christmas, my troll gave to me 12 lords leaping, 12 drummers drumming, 12 drummers drumming, 12. Number of drummers is 12. Thank you. 12 drummers drumming, 11 lords leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids, 12 lords leaping, 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids of milking, 7 swans swimming, 6 geese laying, 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah.
That's better.
That's better.
Thank you.
You did good, Peter.
Thank you.
I am DJ Wassa. It's up Dead by Fun Fest.
Fun Fest coming soon.
The question is number one. One big tree.
Yes, sir.
Then,
big tree.
Then number two. Where does Santa get his mail?
Where does he get his mail? Probably, yeah. I bet she gets there. Post office. What do you think, Layla?
Post office.
Right. What do we got now? One number three?
Yep, number three. Mary binge miss.
Mary binge miss! What are you going to binge on Christmas?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. All right.
The food.
Oh, you're going to binge on the food. Gotcha. Right. Of course. Won't we all? Let's do it again. Here we go. What? What do you got there?
Before, a tank, I guess.
A tank of gas? A tank of gas. Let's get a tank of gas for Christmas. Some of us need to travel. All right.
Number five.
Number five.
Baby claws.
Baby claws. That's right. You think of that, Peter? Layla?
Baby claws.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Baby claws, yes. Number seven. Seven? Or is it six?
Number six.
Number six.
Country fried Christmas.
Country fried Christmas. Yeah. Yep, so maybe some fried turkey.
Or chicken.
Or chicken. Or chicken for Christmas. People do that. Sure, of course. They just eat all kinds of things. All right, country fried Christmas. Yeah.
Number seven.
Number seven.
Shushing
your baby.
But
shushing
if
you don't. Sacrifice is marching you up.
Searching Christmas. Searching.
Question?
Love guys, come in too. Sacrifice coming soon.
Yes.
If you don't
behave yourself, You won't come here.
Right.
All right, what do we got? Number 10? Number 10.
Number 8.
Number
8. The most big year, Christmas cheer.
Christmas cheer. What do you think?
Christmas cheer.
Okay. Anybody
Christmas
can...
Christmas cheer is when you have fun.
Right.
And don't.
Go ahead. Number 9.
Don't.
Number 9.
Don't cry.
Who is
real
it?
Santa Claus.
Who is the real Santa Claus? Do you know? Does anybody know who he is? Do you know who the real Santa Claus is? I believe his name is...
Old Saint Nick.
Yeah? What do you think, everybody?
Old Saint Nick.
He's up there.
Okay. And number 10.
Yep, number 10.
All right.
The opposite of Santa Claus.
The what? The opposite. The opposite of Santa Claus. What would that be? Not sure I want to know that. I don't know. I want to know that. I think, what is it? Who's that guy? Is it a Santa? Oh, yeah, Krampus. I think Krampus is the guy. You better not have him come to your house. You don't want Krampus. Yeah, no Krampus at our house, please. Thank you. No, thank you. You think, who's that? What is his name?
Grinch.
The Grinch, yeah, that's true.
You might throw a Christmas tree.
Yeah, could be. You could take your Christmas tree away.
If you don't. Mr. Grinch.
What does it say?
Mr. Grinch mean.
All right.
Okay, I guess. Okay.
Here we go.
Yes, Baba 11.
11.
Up.
11.
Up and.
Up and down.
By flames.
What does it say? Up in flames?
A Christmas tree.
I don't know. I don't want that. No. Let's skip that one. Let's move on. What is the next one, please? I don't like that one.
Okay. Baba 12.
For 12, please.
Comedy. Versus horror.
Comedy versus horror. Well, that's true. Let's have some comedies. How about that? No horror. No horror during Christmas. But I don't know where this list is going, Mr. Casey. Not quite sure. All right, what do we got next? Winding it down now.
Okay, number 13.
13. Uh-oh. What's that say? I'm almost afraid to ask.
Mr. Claus.
Yes. Santa is married to Mrs. Claus. That is correct. Yep. All right, and last one. We got one more. Okay. I think one more. One more.
Number
15.
Fast Santa.
Okay. Fast Santa is number one. Number 15, I'm sorry.
He's jumping at the North Pole.
All right. Okay.
He flies all over the world on Christmas Eve.
That's correct. All right. That is the top 15, right? 15. And there it is.
And yes, number 16.
Okay, a bonus. We have a bonus one here. What does this say?
Christmas and spider webs.
Christmas and spider webs is number... That's our bonus highlight for today. Christmas and spider webs. All right. Well, I suppose even spiders have to celebrate something, don't they? Okay. All right. Well, thank you, DJ Casey.
My house. Hi. My name is DJ Ann. I like to be Miss Santa Claus.
Me too.
And I'm going to have my kids the weekend after Christmas. We are going to have ham. Potatoes.
My family come over to my house.
And cake. We are going to unwrap gifts, and that's what I'm doing
my
for Christmas.
My family come over to my house.
What are you doing?
My family come in my house.
Oh, that sounds good.
I'm going by my mom's parents' house. For Christmas.
Mom.
I'm going to my mom, my parents' house for Christmas.
My family come in my house.
I'm going to be home. I'll be home with my wife and celebrating Christmas, having lots of goodies to eat.
Family?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peter, how about you? What are you going to be doing on December 25th? Come on over and tell us about it.
I'm staying at Deerfield House.
Yes. And who will be there with you? Who will you celebrate with?
Judy Hickey.
Oh, excellent. Anybody else? Casey?
For Christmas.
I believe Santa. It'd be good.
No crying. Lunch.
No crying, Santa.
Get some sleep for Christmas comes for Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. And then behave. Listen to me. Hey. Listen to me. Santa won't come. You won't come. Pick up for Christmas. You won't come. You won't for Christmas. You're back for Christmas. Behave yourself. No Christmas. Oh.
I did it.
Dear Santa, I'm going to write you a letter. Dear Peter, to Santa, I'll be at the Deerfield House, so I won't be going to Michael and Lorraine's. Great. I'll tell Michael and Lorraine that I'll be going home to 6 Sherman Drive. A letter. Dear Santa, this is Peter. I'm a good guy this year. Very good. Excellent. The best. Christmas. This year for Christmas, Shell wrote Tele Super Rigs Calendar 2025, a 2025 World Book Almanac and Book of Factor Christmas. And I'm going to get a redneck wallet, please. And I'm going to get rolls of nickels, dimes, quarters, pennies, please. Maybe extra quarters, half dollars, and I'm going to get M&M's Holly Blend chocolate, red and green chocolate candies, peanut butter, in a 2-pound, 2-ounce, 34-pound, 34-ounce, 2-pound, 2-ounce bag. Yeah, and I'm going to get a guest book. Guest book, please. I've been good. Excellent. Best guy in town. You can count on it. Did you, Peter? I did great. Tell Santa that. I put it on my list. I did great this year. Is it silly? I'm the best. To you, Peter. Merry Christmas to all. Happy New Year! Happy Hanukkah! Happy Kwanzaa! From all of us, to all of you, the very best holiday season of all time! We wish it to you! Come again! 2025, we're going to Michael and Lorraine's next year, 2025! No. I'm going to May 25th, 26th through 30, 2025, Hershey, Pennsylvania! See you then! Sayonara!